Everyone lies about their lives. What would happen if you shared the truth instead? These are the opening lines in the little green notebook Monica finds in the cafe she owns, lines that will change her life forever in Claire Pooley's debut novel, The Authenticity Project. This green notebook with the words The Authenticity Project scrawled across the front will travel from the little neighborhood of just outside London around the world to Thailand and back. As it does, it is passed in the hands of six strangers who use the notebook to reveal their true selves. In the process, they're able to connect with people in real life. Claire Pooley knows exactly what it's like to hide behind a life that looks perfect from the outside. For 20 years, she worked in advertising and also maintained the outward appearance of the perfectly happy wife and mother, all while obscuring the realities of motherhood and her drinking problem. Pooley admits that sharing her truth with the public was terrifying, but it changed her life for the better, and soon she began to wonder what would happen if everyone did the same. Thus, the idea for The Authenticity Project was born, and it's a pleasure to welcome Claire Pooley to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on. It's lovely to talk to you.
It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for doing this. I gave a little thumbnail of how this project came about. So once you decide to take it on, what's step number one for you?
Oh, in the book?
Yes. In the sense of when you decide that you want to incorporate aspects of your life, and then how do you say, okay, I want to make this into a story that is a novel and that people will enjoy?
You gave a great summary of where my life was 5 years ago, and I was really struggling, and telling the truth about my life in my blog changed not only my life but the lives of thousands and thousands of people around the world who read it, and that sort of just led me to think, well, you know, if we were all a little bit more honest about our lives, then what magic might happen then? And that's what really led to this story about these six strangers who all share a secret about themselves in a little green notebook, and all get to meet each other and transform each other's lives in amazing ways. So yes, very much based on my own story.
When did you start to think of it in your life as something that could be labeled authenticity?
It's funny. I have spent so much time and so much energy trying to make my life look different from the way that it really was, and then when I finally stopped and I started sort of just sharing the real truth, it was such a relief, and it just made me realize that when our insides match our outsides, it makes sort of really magical things happen. So that's when I started realizing that authenticity is not only something that we need, but something that can also affect all the people around us.
Was it, you talk about this 5 years ago, when did you sense that you had found the authentic you?
Funnily enough, when I first quit drinking and started writing the blog, although I was very honest, I was writing anonymously. And I think the time when I really started living authentically is when I started writing under my own name, and I took my blog that I'd written under a pseudonym, and I turned it into a memoir written under my actual name. And I think that's the point at which, you know, my life became much more authentic, because not only was I telling the truth, but I was telling the truth under my real name. And it was terrifying, you know, for a few nights before that book came out. I barely slept. So, you know, I had one of those terrible recurring dreams where you imagine you're walking down a street naked. and it was really frightening. But what I realized is that actually when you make yourself vulnerable and you tell the truth, that people are very kind and people were very, very supportive.
Because we all have something, right? We all have something that we're perhaps hiding.
Yeah, and the book touches on a number of tough topics. You know, the characters in the book, you know, they are hiding addiction, loneliness, grief. One of the characters is really struggling with a young baby. You know, they all have something they're struggling with. And, you know, when you realize that all those people out there who you look at and imagine and have these perfect lives, they're all struggling with something. It makes you feel much happier about your own life and much more empathetic towards other people. So, yes, you're right. Everybody struggles with something, and it's a great thing to realize.
In this story, because you were dealing with something that was still relatively new that you were dealing with, did the book come, was it therapeutic in nature?
Yeah, it really was, actually. And it's funny because I started writing the blog as therapy, and I think I still do write as therapy because, you know, it took my 16-year-old daughter to point out after I finished writing the book that each of the characters in the book has a sort of a fatal flaw, and those flaws are all things that I have myself. So one of them is an addict, one of them is a bit of a control freak, one of them is struggling with a little baby. And in learning to love those characters, I sort of learned to forgive myself. So it really was therapy, and I hope that people reading it will find, you know, at least one of those characters shares some things with them, and maybe it will help them to forgive themselves, because actually it's our flaws that make us more human and more interesting. Mm.
Claire Pooley's new novel is The Authenticity Project. It's published by Viking. Claire, best of luck, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.